Biodiversity with Kelby Uchley.
It can't be spoken in soft words, for there is no other way to put it. Whether you are for it or against it, the recent sea change in American politics has led to an all-out assault on this country's long-held environmental policies and laws. In less than a month, there has been serious talk of abolishing the Environmental Protection Agency. A Senate hearing was held in a first step to render impotent the Endangered Species Act. A Western governor is pushing to greatly reduce the size of a recently established national monument that otherwise has tremendous public support. Wholesale elimination of government regulation, including those protecting the environment, is a hidebound mantra of many in public office. Barring effective pushback, a future of drastic change seems certain for our biotic natural resources. The stated purpose of the hearing on the Endangered Species Act was to modernize it. The intent, however, was revealed by the testimony of the lawmakers in control. It was declared an encroachment of state rights, a roadblock for mining companies and other corporate interests to extract resources, and a barrier to job creation. It was said to impede land management plans, livestock grazing, housing, and commercial development. Except for the state's rights issue, the screeds possessed an element of fact. The act does indeed affect these activities on occasion. What was not considered were the numerous success stories over the life of the 43-year-old law. What was not allowed to be voiced in the hearing were matters of celebratory facts, that some life forms present on this planet for millions of years but approaching the brink of extinction because of human behavior still exist. Indeed, that some are now thriving because of this law. There was no mention of bald eagles, our national emblem that was almost poisoned into oblivion by pesticides, or California condors that completely vanished in the wild for years, or gray wolves that function as critical apex predators in complex ecosystems, species that are now flourishing under the Endangered Species Act. In Louisiana, the law has facilitated the recovery of brown pelicans, our state bird, iconic alligators, and recently a unique subspecies of the black bear. The political climate today is a babbleism of ideas and postures regarding the environment. Many are waving a pseudo-patriotic flag of wanton disregard of the natural world that sustains us and our progeny. Of the parties involved, only nature driving the pulsing engines of evolution is apolitical in the long run. The last word is always hers.
Biodiversity is written and narrated by Kelby Uchley and produced in the studios of KEDM Public Radio.